This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Bombings and shootings in Iraq today left more than 25 people dead and dozens wounded. In Karbala, at least 12 people died and more than 30 were injured when a car bomb exploded near an open area that serves as a bus station and taxi stand. In Najaf, another car bomb explosion near the Imam Ali Shrine killed at least 10 people. And in Baghdad, armed insurgents attacked a police car carrying three election workers. The three were pulled from their car and shot to death. In Fallujah, U.S. Marines continued their efforts to quell persistent insurgent attacks. NPR's Mike Schuster is embedded with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force on the outskirts of Fallujah. Early this morning, he described the situation in the embattled city.
Well, a spokesman for the Marine Corps said today that what they call security and stabilization efforts are still underway in the city of Fallujah. And what this translates into is that there is low-level combat with pockets of insurgents who still remain in the city, and the Marines have been going over the past week from street to street and house to house looking for them, and they've engaged them in some fights. They don't say how many they have killed, and they're not quick to say that they've suffered any casualties. It's possible that they're using air assets as well. During the middle of the night, there were a lot of combat air patrols. This is last night over the city of Fallujah, and according to one spokesman, when they need to, they drop bombs on some of these pockets of resistance. So it's still going on.
When are the residents, do you think, going to be able to return to their homes?
Well, it's hard to say. A number of military officials and Iraqi interim government officials have been saying for the last few weeks that it could be any day now. In fact, there was a quote from someone alleged to be the mayor of Fallujah that they would start today. This is not taking place, and in fact, the military commander of the civil affairs group of the Marines, which is overseeing it all, said no, it's not happening today. However, he did say today that possibly during the coming week, some residents of Fallujah may begin to return.
Now, those residents, how much movement will the Marines allow them to have once they return to the city?
This is a very interesting question, Leanne. Essentially, the Marines, in working with the Iraqi interim government, have come up with a plan to allow Fallujah's residents to return quite slowly and in a way that their movements are constrained severely and so that the military, the U.S. military, can control them. Essentially, what they're going to do is they're going to try to repopulate the neighborhoods of the city that have been least affected by the battle, and there are not many of them. People who go into the city describe it as nearly every building is not entirely destroyed, but has some damage from the battle. But they want to bring in the people in the better neighborhoods first. They're not going to allow cars into the center of the city. People will have to come to checkpoints out the city and actually park near the city, but not where they live. They'll be then taken by buses, and they're establishing a municipal bus service for the people who are repopulating the city to where they live to check out the state of their homes. There may be some running water. There won't be electricity. The Marines essentially say that the people have to use generators, if there are, to generate electrical power. One other thing I wanted to point out to you, Leanne, is that for adult males who are going to return to the city, there's going to be a system of biometric identification where they're going to take a thumbprint and take a retina scan so they can be sure they know who these men are who are returning to the city. They're going to correlate that with known criminals or members of the insurgency that they have already established biometric identification of, just to make sure that the right people are coming back to Fallujah from their point of view.
Mike, this sounds like an elaborate plan with the identification and the busing. Do you think it's going to work?
It's hard to say, Leanne. The people of Fallujah certainly don't know about this plan, and there are expected over the next weeks 200,000 to 300,000 people to come back. It seems awfully ambitious, especially because it relies on the Iraqi interim government to inform the Fallujahans that they should come back neighborhood by neighborhood. And what strikes me is that once the word gets out, the Fallujahans will start flocking back here in the thousands, and then the Marines and the Iraqi interim government are going to have a really big problem to manage this and let the people into the city as they wish to. So a lot of questions about it.
NPR's Mike Schuster, he's embedded with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force on the outskirts of Fallujah. Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.